Welcome back to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the show where we discuss programs and resources at your local branch and also from home. We are continuing our back-to-school series where we're talking about teens and preteens, college, career, and online resources. Today, we have Haley, Tracy, and Kara.
Hi!
Hi!
Haley is the teen librarian at the University City Regional Library at 301 East W.T. Harris Boulevard. We also have Tracy, the teen librarian from Bates Ford Road Regional Library, and Kara from the South County Regional Library. Thanks so much for joining us today. Check out www.cmlibrary.org/branches for more information on library locations and phone numbers. We're going to find out from these teen experts some specifics on how the library can help teens and preteens prepare or start preparing for careers, college, and their current academics. Whether or not you attend public school, charter school, homeschool, or a private school, we have resources that can help you. We're now going to move on to Kara. She's going to talk to us about some of her services and resources available at the library to help with schoolwork.
Well, first off, you know that your first resource is always your library card, because you can access things from home. And your second resource that you should always know about is that our staff is knowledgeable and helpful with any question you might have. We also have computers, we have Wi-Fi space, space to study. So all of these things that we have, you can just come and use.
Having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
One of the other programs that we have that is really amazing is our One Access program. With our One Access program, it's a partnership between Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library and Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, Mecklenburg County, City of Charlotte, and then other local schools in the area who have made a partnership with us. So One Access uses the student's either student ID number or with their either CMS or their local school, if they're a partner with us, like Lake Norman Charter, to access information online just with that library card, and they don't need to come in and get a library card. Their student ID number already acts as one.
Absolutely. The students are able to check out books on using the One Access card. Even if, let's say, you've got a regular library card and you want to check out books, there are no late fees, fines, and even you can access our computers right at the library using the One Access number as well.
Yeah, so you can check out up to 10 print or audio materials, you can borrow digital materials and access the library's resource databases, which is, like I heard from one of my local schools, that they constantly send kids to our Wall Street Journal database to access information. One of our other key resources is tutor.com, which is online homework help. So it's live homework help from qualified tutors, 4 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. There are also Spanish-speaking tutors available. You can get help with a variety of subjects with math, science, English, social studies, essay review, and actually you can also do ACT and SAT prep on that site.
Cool. Perfect.
So with my colleagues talking about career resources and college resources, another great college resource is our TERC database, a Testing and Educational Reference Center. So please, if you're looking up SAT and ACT help, go onto that site because it will have some more information for that for you. Then we also have, for career help, we have Ferguson's Career Guidance Center, which is a comprehensive resources for career exploration and planning. So you can find information about like industries, professional, what professions you might want to go into, school planning, skills, career advice. You can even take a little career assessment on there.
Great. Now, quick side note here. I reached out to the media specialist / librarian at the Providence High School yesterday. Quick shout out to Miss Mann. And she had given me a couple of resources that she found that work best with the students. The first one that she had mentioned was Sears Knowledge Resource.
Yes. So Sears Knowledge Resource talks about trending pro-con on issues. So for instance, it's actually talking about private space sector, school shootings, gun control, recycling, sexual harassment, all these issues you can find information on, pros and cons. So if you're doing like a paper on that or if you're trying to persuade maybe a debate, you might find information on that site.
Excellent. Thank you. What can the library offer to help with specific subjects like history, math, and science?
So, well, on our website, if you go to cmlibrary.org and you click on the resources tab, there on the right, you have the option to select categories or tags, or even click on a button so you can narrow that down. So you can input history, you can input science, you can input math, and it's going to give specific databases and resources for those topics. We also have different e-resources. So if, once again, cmlibrary.org, this time go to ebooks and more, which is also accessible under the resources tab. You can access like online information about different ebooks that might relate to your topic. So for example, so we have different ebooks that appeal to especially nonfiction that we may not have in print that are going to be more updated that you can access on there for specific subjects that may not be of interest in print to the general public, but for specialized topics you can research there.
So is it true that the reference collections at the libraries have kind of, the print collections have reduced due to online resources?
Absolutely. I would say that they have definitely reduced because we're not seeing people use them. We see people who want that information accessible anytime they need it, which means online. So in fact, one of our main resources for that is our World Book Encyclopedia Online. So no longer can you come into the library and use the encyclopedia. You could just look online. And that gives you a quick topic information about your subject that you can just look up, find some more information, and then be able to dig deeper with better keywords. Another resource that goes along with that is our Credo Reference database, which compiles many sources like encyclopedias for starting your research. So that's just not one, that has many on your topic.
I know that at our branch specifically, we have a lot of parents and children come in looking for those old encyclopedias, which we don't have anymore, or the ones that we do have, they're way out of date. These are definitely the two best resources that I point towards.
Yes, and most up-to-date, because that can change your name.
Absolutely. Are there any other resources that you might, if someone said, I'm working on a history paper, you might point them towards?
Well, so we do have a couple other reference databases that might be more applicable. So like Sears Discoverer, which is more for elementary and middle school, and we're mainly talking not elementary today, so middle school and teens. But Sears Discoverer is a little bit on a more readable level for those middle schoolers, maybe if they're just wanting to learn a little bit less about a topic, because the knowledge source is really the next step for those high schoolers. We also have the Science in Context database, which talks about, is a specific reference source for mm-hmm. science. So you can find more up-to-date topics about that, which are, you know, current today. So like pollution, oil spills, recycling. Other topics in Science and Context might be worldwide diseases like Ebola or swine flu, regular flu. You might have topics such as biofuels that you need to learn more about. So it's really great resource for starting your search on okay. whatever topic it is. Another resource that, especially if you're doing a paper of any kind, you can use ProQuest Central, which gives a bunch of articles. So you can research your topic using keywords, and you know, please reach out to library staff person if you need some help with that. But you can input keywords and then find articles on your desired topic, whether that's literature, history, math, science, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Cool. Another really great resource we have for newspapers, and so we have U.S. Newsstream, which is a database, you know, which has a lot of U.S. Newspapers on there so you can search. We also have International Newsstream. We have access to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. So you can get articles from the leading newspapers of the United States. And then we also have access to local newspapers such as the Charlotte Observer and Charlotte Business Journal, which you can access through the resources page rather than going to the site itself. So typically those sites, you know, you have to pay for access, but we have free access to these resources.
Let's say I'm just looking for another great book to read, just something simple. Do we have a resource for that?
We do. We actually have Novelist, which talks about, you can either search by, you know, author, series, or title, and then you can, you know, find information about that book. But you can also, it gives you other books that you might like, so suggestions and things. Read alike. Books like your current title that you've chosen, or even your favorite author. So some other suggestions that you might like, whether that's in the similar vein. So say if it's a fantasy book, it's other books on fantasy, or maybe if it's a fantasy led by a female heroine, then it will suggest other things that have female heroines.
So if I look up Lord of the Rings, it's going to show me other authors that can come up with something similar.
You can choose anyone. You can choose series, title, or author.
Great.
Excellent.
You can also look up different topics. So it has, you know, if, say if you want to read about history, it has different periods in history you can look up, and for different ages. So this goes all the way from, you know, young children to adults. Another English and literature resource that we have that is not available through like NC Wise Owl is the Literature Resource Center. So that also gives a quick, fast way to literature criticism and other articles. So in case you're doing a research paper on, say, of course, Shakespeare, which is a favorite in all curriculum, you can look that up there and have many different options.
What's NC Wise Owl?
NC Wise Owl is the CMS resource that they have access to. So that's their library media list of databases.
So Kara, let's say I'm taking a class in German. I'm having a really hard time. Or maybe I just want to learn a new language. Is there anything online that the library can help with?
So yes, we have Mango Languages, which is a database you can access through our resources. It has over 70 world language courses and over 17 ESL or ELL courses, which feature, you know, a user interface. You can talk to it. It has a fresh design, has foreign language films that you can watch, cultural anecdotes. So you can learn like vocab, you can learn grammar. And you can also switch between the different languages. You don't have to just pick one. You can go back and forth with whatever interest you have.
So we have a lot of students now that are English speakers of other languages. In other words, their primary language is not English, so it should help them.
Yes, absolutely it can. Another thing that could help them is, of course, the library's books and materials in French. So we have things both in languages, like books in Spanish, in French, in Hindi, and Chinese, so many languages, Vietnamese, we have some. So they can come in and either pick some books in the language, or they can also pick books and materials, audio materials, for the language learning. So they can learn English and or learn Spanish or German or whatever language they're particularly interested in.
Great. Now, I know it looks like we've got a lot of stuff for students. Is there anything for the parents out there?
There are some. We have Universal Class, so that's also accessible through our resources. Universal Class gives some parenting help, so specific topics about, say, you're having stress management issues with your children or something. You can find some resources on there, so different classes you can take. We also have, for both parents and teens, the Teen Health and Wellness Database, which gives factual information about various health and behavioral or mental topics and help.
Great. All right, before we finish up today, does anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
I'd also like to add that if you're interested in using some of the great resources that Kara talked about today, you will go to our website, cmlibrary.org, scroll down a little bit and click on the pink resources box. And there you're going to find an alphabetical listing of all of our online resources. If you wish to narrow that list down, you can look to your right, and next to the green boxes that say all, you can either select a category that you're interested in or a tag. You can even select the particular format that you're interested in, whether it's a video or audiobook or ebook or magazines. So check out the resources page.
Great. Thank you, Tracy. Thanks so much. I really want to thank Haley, Tracy, and Kara for joining us today. Thank you again for joining us at Meet Me at the Library. I've been Eric, and with me as well, our always steadfast audio editor, Jeff. Check us out for more episodes for our Back to the School series. We'll be talking about learning circles and continuing education for adults. Visit our other programs at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. And please visit our website, cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check the library calendar and resource pages. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, #CMLibrary. Thanks. Have a great day.